USA News. I'm Tim Berg. A group of more than two dozen governors is calling on President Biden to end a pair of emergency declarations for COVID-19. 25 governors, including Florida's Ron DeSantis and Texas's Greg Abbott, signed and sent a letter to Biden. They asked the president to end both the national emergency and public health emergency declared during the pandemic. The January 6th committee is announcing criminal referrals as they meet for the final time.
The final meeting of the January 6th committee did not reveal any new evidence that was promised by members leading to Monday's conclusion. They issued four criminal referrals of President Trump to the Department of Justice that include obstructing an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government, conspiracy to make a false statement, and aiding an insurrection. Constitutional expert, attorney, and legal scholar at George Washington University, Jonathan Turley on Fox News, believes the charges will not pass muster.
But if I were defense counsel for President Trump, my eyes would still remain fixed on Mar-a-Lago. I just don't see this as much of a threat of something that could be actually defended at trial or on appeal.
It's now in the hands of the Department of Justice. The choices are a criminal prosecution, do nothing at all and leave it unresolved going into the 2024 presidential election, or announce the DOJ will not pursue charges. I'm Lance Pry.
Sam Bankman-Fried, the former CEO of FTX, is headed back to a jail in the Bahamas. Reports over the weekend suggested Bankman-Fried would surrender to the United States. However, he instead demanded to see his federal indictment in court. Wall Street starting the week in the red. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 163 points to close at 32,757. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Lawmakers are racing to pass an omnibus spending package as government funding will run dry Friday night. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says negotiations are heading in the right direction, but Congress must wrap up the process before the end of the week. He said an omnibus is critical in continuing to support Ukraine and implementing the recently passed CHIPS and Science Act and PACT Act. The Arizona Attorney General is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to keep a Trump-era border policy in place.
Mark Brnovich filed an emergency stay application that asks the High Court to keep Title 42 from ending. The policy was put in place to expedite deportations during the COVID-19 pandemic. Brnovich said ending Title 42 will, quote, recklessly endanger more Americans and migrants by exacerbating the catastrophe that is occurring at our border, end quote. Title 42 is scheduled to expire this week. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
At his end-of-year news conference on Monday, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres urges Ukraine and Russia to undertake serious negotiations for peace.
I am not optimistic about the possibility of effective peace talks at the immediate future.
He says in the meantime they should focus on maintaining the Black Sea Initiative that allows for grain exports to the rest of the world and possibly swapping prisoners of war. USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.